From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, August 19th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed, but corn and soybeans are a little higher to start the new week. Pro Farmer Crop Tour starts off here this morning with two legs, one east, one west. Those two legs will meet in Minnesota on Thursday night, and then Friday afternoon, Pro Farmer will issue their national estimate on production for both corn and soybeans. So the social media takes from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour will help dominate the trade, or at least the news cycle here this week. One thing watching too, more on the logistics side, is a potential for a rail strike in Canada Thursday morning, so keep an eye on that. U.S., of course, is governed by a different union down here, but some of the backlog, if possible, in China and Canada could be some impact on grain movement here in the U.S., so we'll keep an eye on that. Export inspections out this morning. Crop progress is out this afternoon. Weather forecast looks a little warmer and drier here in the 6 to 10, so that's offering a little support here today as we try to finish off this crop potential here as we move through the latter part of August. So it's offering a little bit of a support, so it could have some impact on yield potential, especially further out west where it's going to get relatively warm here starting this weekend and in the Delta as we finish off the bean crop down there as well. So we'll keep an eye on that forecast here, continue to move forward. The rest of the Midwest, for most part, is well watered, so it shouldn't have a large impact. The heat will help move along maturities as we near the Labor Day weekend and the start of harvest here next month. We did see an announcement this morning, 332,000 beans to China out of the U.S., another 110,000 beans to unknown. So starting to see a little bit more interest on the soybean side, which is good because it's been a pretty slow start to the new crop marketing year for soybeans. As for prices here this morning, we have September corn at 375, up 4.5. December corn at 396 and a quarter, up 3.75. November soybeans, 965, that's up 8 cents. January soybeans, 983 and a half, up 7.5. December soybean meal, 307.20, up 5.10. December bean oil, 38.40, that's down 27. Chicago wheat for December at 552, down 1.5. Kansas City, December 557 and a quarter, that's up 2.25. Minneapolis for the December contract, 608, down 1 penny. Livestock markets here are mixed. We've got October cattle, 178 even, down 30. December at 177.82, also down 30. September feeders, 239 even, that's down 50. October hogs, 75.52, up 45. December hogs at 67.50, up 27. So as we trade through the last couple weeks of August, weather here as we finish out the crop will be one of the driving factors. Of course, Pro Farmer Crop Tour will help dictate some of the trade here this week. Market continues to be a little bit on the oversold side for both corn and soybeans, that offering a little bit of support as well. Still a chunk of old crop grain to move from the producer, so that'll limit the upside. And overall, fundamentals continue to lead more towards the negative side here overall with the balance sheets looking fairly comfortable headed into the new crop. But starting out with a little bit of strength here to start the week, and we'll see how it unfolds as the week goes on, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a wonderful rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.